Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and Jesus is still in the miracle working business. As we begin the broadcast today, I'd like to read about one of the miracles that Jesus did do, and just as He was willing and was moved by compassion for the needs of the people, He is the same today. He hasn't changed. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'd like to begin by reading in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, the first 9 verses. In those days, the multitude being very great, and having nothing to eat, Jesus called His disciples unto Him, and saith unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with Me 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own homes, they will faint by the way, for divers of them came from far. And His disciples answered Him, From whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And He asked them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, 7. And He commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and He took the 7 loaves, and gave thanks, and brake, and gave to His disciples to set before them, and they did set them before the people. And they had a few small fishes, and He blessed, and commanded to set them also before them. So they did eat, and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets, and they that had eaten were about 4,000, and He sent them away. Now this is a simple story of one of the amazing miracles of Jesus. There were about 4,000 men, and there were perhaps many more when you would consider the women and children. And they were in a desolate place. They had been with Him 3 days. And we see that there was a mighty miracle that was accomplished because of the heart of Jesus being touched by compassion and the needs of God's people. Now, it's rather interesting. This is just a simple story, but we want to see if we can glean some truths from this brief passage in Scripture. From the book of Genesis all the way to Revelation, we find that the number 7 is a holy number. Remember, it said there were 7 loaves and there were 7 baskets that were left over of fragments. And they don't say the number of fishes, but that was the bread was 7 loaves in number, and there were 7 baskets left over. And we know that 7 is God's number, if you will. In 6 days, God created the heavens and the earth, and on the 7th day, He rested from all His labors. And so the first 7 days constituted the first week. And there are many places in Scripture. I won't take the time to reference them. I'm sure you're probably familiar with them. The number 7 is given as a holy number in Scripture. It's the number of rest, of perfection. 7 times we find the old patriarchs bowed to each other. They 7 times the people of Israel went around Jericho before the walls of Jericho fell on the 7th day. There were 7 golden candlesticks that stood on the table. There were 7 letters to the 7 churches in the book of Revelation. Altogether, there are between 500 and 600 statements in the Bible regarding the holy number 7. And so what I'd like to do is just share some principles from this passage of Scripture regarding the fragments left over, regarding what was going on. And here we see the scenario has been set. There was a large group of people, and they had been there so long, they'd been there 3 days, there was no food. And so if we're hungry, beloved, if we really desire to be fed of the bread of life, What do we have to do? We must first sit at the feet of Jesus. Before he fed them, what did he do? He had the multitude sit down. Now, there are a lot of people who just go through the form. There are a lot of people over the years, they've just gone to church and they think that's all right. They think there's nothing else to do. You know, they've kind of fulfilled their spiritual duty. And unfortunately, some today have even stopped doing that. What do we see here? A multitude of people following Jesus around the Sea of Galilee. They'd been with Jesus for 3 long days. And Jesus not only knew that every man had come to listen to him, but he knew exactly how far they had come, for he states that some of them had come from afar. See, he knew that. And so we see God's all-knowing knowledge of everything that's going on in your life. Jesus knows every step that you take when you serve him. He also knows when we shirk our responsibilities. These people had been with him 3 long days, and if they'd acted on their natural inclination, they would have all said, well, we must go home, probably on the evening of the first day, or certainly on the second day. But they were hungry, not just physically, but they were spiritually hungry. They were running out of food in the natural. But instead of responding to their natural hunger, they were entranced. They wanted to hear Jesus, and they were sitting at his feet. And beloved, there's a few things as sad or perhaps even as tragic as seeing people who are able to eat of the bread of life and won't. You know, in terms of the natural, there's no danger that we would sit back and starve our bodies to death, is there, when we have food available? But so many will starve their souls and pay very little attention to the Lord Jesus Christ. Even those who may have made a nominal confession or commitment to him, they're not willing to go on. They don't have a hunger to serve him. And just as there were many baskets of fragments, as there were loaves, we want to look at what was God saying in this? Nothing is by chance in the scripture or in the things of the Lord for that matter. What do we see? The people had stayed. They heard God's word for 3 long days. And then he began to put a question to his disciples. And before long, the 7 loaves and the few small fishes were amply supplying the 4,000 people with food. They'd eaten a heartier meal than ever before. They were eating the bread of the supernatural. That was supernaturally provided. They sat at Jesus' feet and they did eat what he had prepared for them. Now notice, Jesus was concerned about them. The disciples weren't the first ones to say, what can we do? These people are hungry. Where will we get bread? Jesus himself is touched with compassion and asks the question before one complaint is given. Where will we get something to eat for these people? That's a natural observation. But here we see the compassion of God. Jesus is the bread of life. And he's more concerned about our bread, both spiritually and physically, than we are ourselves. You know, if you have a child, you know how dependent upon you they are to furnish their food and their clothing and their housing, all the things they need. Well, Jesus, beloved, is just as concerned about you. He's mindful of your needs long before you make them known to him. And being the perfect father that he is, he wants to give you everything that you have need of. If the multitudes had risen, if they'd left Christ to secure their bread, many would have gotten sick or fainted. That's what Jesus said. And he said, I have compassion on the multitude. That word compassion means a deep feeling of sharing the sufferings of another in the time of inclination to give aid or support or to show mercy. And so Jesus shares with us the things that we suffer. He's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. He desires to give us aid. He wants to support us. He wants to show us mercy. He said to his disciples, they've been with me 3 days, the multitude, and I have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their houses, they will faint by the way, for some of them came from afar. If any of these 4,000 had left Jesus instead of getting bread, they would have fallen by the wayside. their lives were saved, if you will. And of course, I'm speaking now in a spiritual dimension by staying close to Jesus and eating the bread and the meat that he provided. So do we, beloved. So does the Christian. If we stay at the feet of Jesus, we will be filled. If we stray from him, if we go out to secure our needs by our own efforts, or if we look to man to feed us outside of the Word of God, then we will faint and fall by the wayside. Beloved, where are you today? Is your faith wavering? But if you turn and behold Jesus, if you are willing to sit in his presence, you will not be lacking in faith. Many people today who were once on fire for God now don't have that fire. Now they're just content to, you know, be content with a ritual, a program on form, and they're starving to death spiritually. To those who are doing that, you might feel that way today. If you feel you've just become sort of spiritually lukewarm or cold, can you not look back to the beginning of your experience with God and see what he did for you in the past? And can you not turn your eyes to behold him even now in the Spirit, his arms extended to you? Can't you see that he wants you to eat of the bread of life and to partake of the meat of his word? Praise God. Well, I see my time is drawing to a close, and I must bring this broadcast to a conclusion. I thank you for joining me, and we'll take up where we were on tomorrow's broadcast. But before I bring this broadcast to a close, I want to invite you, if you have prayer needs, to write and share those needs. Beloved, this is a personal ministry, and there's few things I enjoy more than making broadcasts or writing to new people that have written in, or to beloved partners that have been with this ministry for decades, literally decades, some back to the 1970s. And that's a testimony to God, not only his provision, but how he has provided the food, the meat of the word, to allow us to be able to deliver it on radio for now over 50 years. Praise God. So I invite you to write, and I'll share whatever morsel God gives for me to share with you. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.